Time now for a legislative update brought to you by the Montana Family Foundation. Here's President of the Montana Family Foundation and former Speaker Pro Tem of the Montana House of Representatives, Jeff Laslotti.
For those of us who by necessity are immersed in politics and public policy, even the mid-session transmittal break from the legislature provides an opportunity to study trends and sharpen our skills. For me, it was a three-day visit to the STAND conference in Colorado Springs, hosted by Summit Ministries. Most of us know Summit as the 55-year-old ministry that provides Christian worldview training for young adults. These two-week sessions go on throughout the summer at three locations across the U.S. and draw nearly 2,000 attendees from across the U.S. and around the world. What many people don't know is that Summit holds an annual conference for adults that focuses to some degree on worldview principles and to a large degree on the megatrends that affect one's worldview. The value from my perspective is understanding the trends that act as the tail that wags the political dog. If we can address the trends on the front end, then we can better position ourselves strategically to deal with the policy implications on the back end. The thing that sets this conference apart from other trend-related conferences is that all of the data and trends are presented and analyzed through the matrix of a Christian worldview. For those of us who believe in Christ, the ultimate goal is not to simply affect policy that in turn strengthens Montana or the United States, but rather to affect public policy that in turn affects people's place in eternity. It sounds like a lofty goal, but I believe as Christians, we're called to take an eternal perspective, even though we live in a temporal world. One of the main focuses of this year's conference was the value set of the millennial generation and how that affects millennials themselves and the longer-term implications as millennials mature and move into positions of influence. We've all heard the statistics. Millennials, those born between 1982 and 2004, are motivated by a completely different set of values from their parents and grandparents. They're more likely to be living at home, far less likely to be married or put a high priority on marriage, more likely to have pets as children than real children, and they're likely to be better educated and have more disposable income at a younger age. Of course they do. They're living with their parents. They are also more detached from major institutions such as political parties, religion, and the military. All of this leaves many in my generation shaking their heads. I know I did. That is, until I ran into a huge reality check. My generation raised the millennials, and many of the values they have were formulated not by listening to us, but by watching us. They don't want to get married because they saw our high divorce rate. They're not going to church because we've made God irrelevant, and they're not leaving home because we've not insisted that they grow up. For all their perceived faults, millennials are doing some things right. They're hungry for real spiritual truth, they truly want to make a difference in the world, and they're willing to sacrifice their standard of living to do so. They're also highly creative and adventurous. My big takeaway from the conference is from a policy perspective, it's important that my generation learns to engage with the millennials, because soon, they'll be the ones driving the bus. For the Montana Family Foundation, this is Jeff Laslotti reminding you that this government is your government, and your input does make a difference.
Contact the Montana Family Foundation at 406-628-1141 or on the web at montanafamily.org.